of the May 2nd and 3rd Game Fish and Parks Commission here at Custer State Park. We need to remind everybody that if you want to speak today during public hearing or open forum, please sign in. Rachel has the sheets up here. Otherwise, we'll begin with the conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Any conflicts? Anybody wants?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Phillips.
I have a question. If we remove ourselves from one of these issues, does it mean we cannot take part in the discussion but not vote, or do we have to remove ourselves from the discussion and the vote?
Sounds like a good question for our lawyer.
Through the chair, John Katelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. Commissioner Phillips, I would say that you would not be able to participate in the discussion as well, just based on the fact that your discussion may influence other members in the way they vote.
Thank you for that. Then, Mr. Chairman, I'll be removing myself during finalizations on number 16 special buck licenses.
Okay. Any other conflicts anyone wants to disclose or discuss? If not, we'll move on to item 2 on the agenda, approval of the minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 3, additional commissioner salary days. Does anyone have additional salary days?
Mr. Chair.
Marianne.
Commissioner Boyd here. I have 2 dates to put in for. Bighorn Sheep Stakeholder Meeting in Rapid City on April 23rd and Palisades Stakeholders Meeting on the 24th in Garrettson.
Any other additional commissioner salary days? If not, could I have a motion to approve Commissioner Boyd's additional salary days?
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we're at item 4, license list request.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Chris Peterson, the finance officer for Game Fish and Parks. Mr. Chairman, not in your packet, but we handed them out separately after we put our packets together. Just yesterday, we had a license list request come in, so as long as we had it on the agenda, we thought we'd bring that one in front of all of you. This would be a full fee license list request for the $100 per thousand names. It comes from Lake County Pheasant Hatchery. This is a commercial operation that sells pheasants to pheasant preserves or those individuals who want to purchase them. Just recently received that request. We have that list of the current list of pheasant preserve operators. So in this particular case, the charge would be the $100. Mr. Chairman, with your approval, we would generate that list and send it to Mr. Tim Lund with that organization.
Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, as we move right into the information items under the Division of Administration,